While she's writing that, I want to say good evening to everyone, and I give my love to each and every one of you tonight. And I thank the Lord for his love and mercy to me.
Amen.
That song that says, what will it be to be there? And then it's like a question. So at the chorus answers the question, and it says, glory, glory, hallelujah. And I was thinking about, that's what I'm working for.
Yes.
I want some of that glory that's going to be in heaven. And so
yes,
that's why I'm here tonight, and I desire your prayers that the Lord will give strength.
Yes, do bless the
That's good. Sorry. Oh, it's okay. The Lord has given me this to share. I shared some part of it in Dallas and then in the meeting, but it seems like he talked to my heart to share it here. So let's pray. Dear Father, we come to you tonight thanking you for this privilege of prayer. Thanking you also that we can trust in the living God and whom we serve. I pray that you anoint your word tonight, and may we each get something that will bless our souls in Jesus' name. Amen. So, perfect peace in the midst of the storm. Let's start by reading Isaiah 26 and 3. And I appreciate somebody reading for me. I was thinking about perfect peace. And God has given us, this is something that he wants each of his children to have. But I wanted to think of storms too, and how the storms could be in different forms. You know, they could be a physical storm, a literal storm, or an emotional storm, or a physical storm, financial or other distresses can be a storm to us. And I want us to think of a literal storm, maybe like a hurricane, a tornado, or a storm at the sea. You know, I remember that one time I was in Honduras and I was on that ferry. And it was so rough that the ferry would go up and then it would hit the water. But you know, the Lord promised to go with us through the water, and that's the confidence I had. And he brought me through, didn't even let me get sick. So any kind of storm that we have, he wants us to have perfect peace. It said, the scripture said, I will keep them in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. If because he trusts us in thee.
Yes.
That we have the solution to perfect peace.
That's right.
We when we are in a storm, like, okay, it may not be literal. It may be a financial storm. And it could be emotional storm, like relationship type things, you know, with a spouse or with a family member or with friends or neighbors. Stresses, things that we can say, I'm stressed, are storms. But the Lord will be with us in the storm, and he will keep us at peace. If we will what? Keep our mind stayed on him. We have something we must do. If we let our minds and our eyes look at the storm, we'll go down. But if we will take our eyes off the storm and look to Jesus, he will see us through. We have this as a promise. He said, I will keep them in perfect peace. It's not just a maybe. It's a promise he has for each and every one of us. So I was thinking also that Jesus came to this earth to give us peace. He sent him. He sent his son that we might have peace. And no matter what kind of storm we're going through, he is able to give us peace in the midst of the storm. Let's go to John 14 and read verses 26-27. Brother and sisters, you know God wants, he loves us. He loves us and he wants to help us. Sometimes we get caught up. A lot of people have gotten caught up in who was going to be the next president, all that kind of stuff. But you know what? We don't need to let ourselves get caught up. Jesus did not get caught up with this stuff in this world. And we must not. Whatever happens, you know, it's not that I'm not saying don't vote and I'm not saying that. But whatever happens, the end of it, God is still God. He's still God and it's not going to change. No matter what. Amen. Did anyone get that?
But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid.
Peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. You see, the kind of peace the world will give you is when everything is going good. You got peace. But God gives us a peace that works when everything is going bad and topsy-turvy, upside down. That's the kind of peace he has for us. If we could just take a hold to it and believe it and know it and stand on it. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled. Neither let it be afraid. You know, things can happen to make fear. And some of this is natural. But yet, God can give us peace when it seems like it's no way, no way out. He has peace for us. Let's go now to Luke 2 and read verses 8 through 14. Remember that Jesus came to give peace to this earth.
And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Through which verse?
14.
And this shall be a sign unto you, ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angels a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.
That's what God designed. He gave his son that we may have peace. I'm so thankful that we have a privilege of partaking of Jesus Christ, and we can have peace. We don't have to be all worked up over whatever's going on. I find personally, when things don't go exactly like I want, I find the comfort in just committing it to the Lord. Sometimes I say, it's life. And I find that I have peace that way. And I don't want anything to disturb my peace. I just want to just live at peace. I want to be able to smile at people, not have something in my heart. None of that.
Amen.
Great peace have they that love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. We can do that. Yes. We can have that. Isaiah 9:6. Oh, what a blessing we have in Jesus. Jesus has brought this to us.
Yes.
And it's to all men. It's everyone. The whole world could accept. If they would accept Jesus, the whole world could have peace. You talking about all peace and safety? Accept Jesus. If everybody accept Jesus, it would be all peace and safety. Jesus came and opened it up to every single soul. There's not a soul he left out.
For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be on his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace.
The Prince of Peace. Oh, this blesses my soul. So I was thinking about, if you don't have peace, sometimes you might be afraid to go to sleep at night. You might be get up and look out the window and see if anybody's trying to come in. All that kind of stuff, you know. But you know, I want us to read Psalm 4 and 8 because this is the way the Lord wants us to be. He wants us to rest.
Amen.
Even if it looks like I was eating something the other night, and it was some greens. Do you know they got in my throat? Wouldn't go up or down. But it finally went down. And all kinds of thoughts start coming to my mind. What if stuff? What if this happens because of it? See, the devil wants to disturb your peace.
Yes.
But we don't have to let him. None of that came about. Everything was okay. But the devil was trying to make it. And he will mess your mind up. If you're not careful, he will disturb your mind. But we have to learn to rest in the Lord. Okay, Psalms 4 and 8.
I will both lay me down in peace and sleep, for thou, Lord, only makest me to dwell in safety.
That's what he wants us to do. He don't want us to be bothered about what's going to happen, who's going to bother me, who's going to do this, and we're looking out the window and stuff like that. He doesn't want us that. He doesn't want his people like that. He wants to, like David, I will lay me down and rest. What did it say again?
I will both lay me down in peace and sleep, for thou, Lord, only makest me dwell in safety.
That's what he wants to do. When that plane was having the turbulence, you know, I just the Lord helped me just to kind of rest and go to sleep. I don't know how long I slept, but that's what he wants us to do, rest. I got this. That's what he wants us to see. He has it.
That's right.
You know, those planes, the people that make them, they've done a good job. But you know what? It takes God to keep that plane in the air. If it wasn't for him, it wouldn't. And so he wants us to rest. And I was thinking, because the Lord had been dealing with me about peace, I was thinking about that, you know. I want to be at peace. I don't want to just worry. When you get on the plane, ask the Lord for protection. We all need that. Driving, all. And then when we ask him, he wants us to believe it and expect it. Well, you know, this peace and comfort that we have, I want to say it's a byproduct of a righteous life. When you live right, you can have peace. A lot of time, the reason people are not jittery is because something is wrong. So maybe they haven't been just living just like they should. But when we live close to the Lord, obey him, do the right thing, we can be at peace. Let's go to Isaiah 32 and read 17 and 18.
And the work of righteousness shall be peace, and the effect of righteousness, quietness and assurance forever. And my people shall dwell in a peaceable habitation and in sure dwellings and in quiet resting places.
If somebody mistreat you, do you know treat us as the same? We can still be at peace.
That's right.
If they try to do us harm, we can be at peace. And that's what he wants us to do. If we're living right, we can have quietness and peace and assurance forever. That's the works of righteousness. That's the effects of righteousness. Luke 21:25-26.
And there shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars, and upon the earth distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring. Men's hearts failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken.
Do you know that we may face some of these things? We don't know what life is going to bring. We see a lot of storms, a lot of earthquakes in diverse places, as the scriptures say. We don't know what's coming on the earth. But there is coming a time when this scripture will be fulfilled and men's heart will be failing them for looking on those things. We need to get so anchored in the Lord, myself first and every one of us,
yes,
so that when those things come, we can be at peace. We don't have to be our hearts failing us for looking on the things to come. So I was thinking about in Daniel. I want us to look at Daniel. How that he had the incident of the being thrown in the lion's den. So I have several verses I want to look at, because if you read the scriptures, you don't see anywhere that he was ruffled up, he was scared, he was upset. He seemed to be at peace. But why? Because of the way he lived before God.
Yes.
Daniel 6 and 1 to 11.
It pleased Darius to set over the kingdom 120 princes, which should be over the whole kingdom. And over these three presidents, of whom Daniel was first, that the princes might give account unto them, and the king should have no damage. Then this Daniel was preferred above the presidents and princes, because an excellent spirit was in him, and the king thought to set him over the whole realm. Then the presidents and princes sought to find occasion against Daniel concerning the kingdom, but they could find none occasion nor fault for as much as he was faithful. Neither was there any error or fault found in him. Then said these men, "We shall not find any occasion against this Daniel, except we find it against him concerning the law of his God." Then these presidents and princes assembled together to the king and said thus to him, "King Darius, live forever. All the presidents of the kingdom, the governors and the princes, the counselors and the captains, have consulted together to establish a royal statute and to make a firm decree that whosoever shall ask a petition of any god or man for 30 days, save of thee, O king, he shall be cast into the den of lions. Now king, establish the decree and sign the writing, that it be not changed according to the law of the Medes and Persians, which altereth not." Wherefore King Darius signed the writing and the decree. Now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house, and his windows being open in his chamber toward Jerusalem, he kneeled upon his knees three times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God as he did aforetime. Then these men assembled and found Daniel praying and making supplication before his God.
Now you see, these people had it in for Daniel. Why? They were jealous of him. The king had set him over all of them, and they were trying to get rid of him. And we may have people that have it in for us, but look how Daniel handled this. I mean, come on. He goes, he knows what's happening, but his windows are open, and he makes supplication three times a day as always. In my opinion, most of us might have said, well, it won't hurt to close the windows. You know, I can still pray to God. But he didn't. He evidently was at peace. Yes. Whatever happens, happen. Yes. It takes something to have that kind of peace. Yes. Knowing that he's going to be thrown, he knew that he would be thrown in the lion's den. He didn't know the outcome. See, we're looking after the fact. He didn't know how it was going to come out. But he knew, he just had peace because of his life was clear with him and God. And so we can have that kind of peace. Now I want to go to 19 and read 19 to 23. Verse 19, verses.
Then the king arose very early in the morning and went in haste unto the den of lions.
Okay, we know, that they threw him in the lion's den and that the king couldn't rest that night. But I want us to see how that he was able to come through this with victory. You want to read on?
And when he came to the den, he cried with a lamentable voice unto Daniel. And the king spake and said to Daniel, "O Daniel, servant of the living God, is thy God, whom thou servest continually, able to deliver thee from the lions?" Then said Daniel unto the king, "O king, live forever. My God hath sent his angel and hath shut the lions' mouths, that they have not hurt me, forasmuch as before him innocency was found in me, and also before thee, O king, have I done no hurt."
And so we're going to read 23. What the king said.
Then was the king exceedingly glad for him, and commanded that they should take Daniel up out of the den. So Daniel was taken up out of the den, and no manner of hurt was found upon him, because he believed in his God.
Read 24 too, please.
King commanded, and they brought those men which had accused Daniel, and cast them into the den of lions, them, their children, and their wives, and the lions had the mastery of them, and break all of their bones in pieces, or ever they came at the bottom of the den.
So if you had any doubt, as to whether these lions were hungry. As soon as they threw those other men in there, we know they were hungry. We knew this was an act of God that prevented them. But the king said, has your God, thy God, whom thou servest continually, is he able to deliver thee from the lions? So you see, we can have peace in the midst of a storm. This is a storm for him. We can have peace in the midst of the storm. All, if we live close to God, I honestly believe that if we obey God, if we do the things he tells us to do, we can have that kind of confidence that he'll be with us no matter what. And I was thinking that storms may also be physical sickness, a very bad one. But God can still be there and give us peace in the midst of those situations. Well, I don't want to take too much of your time, but I was thinking about how that when Jesus was on the ship and those disciples were there and it rose a storm, Jesus was at the bottom of the ship, I think it said, sleep on a pillow. And they got upset and they said, don't you care if we perish? Jesus said, he said, oh, thou of little faith, was it? But he rebuked the storm and they were marveled. Even the winds and the sea obeys him. Don't you know Jesus is the same today?
Yes, he is.
The winds and the sea will still obey Jesus. All we need to do is believe in him and trust in him. So I want us to be encouraged to know that we can have perfect peace. There is a scripture that says, let's see, I can't get it together, but I know that he can do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. No matter what our circumstance is, let us be encouraged to trust God and to know that we can have peace. We don't need to be ruffled up. We don't need to be afraid. Trust in the living God. Pray for me.